Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. We are continuing our previous shir based on the Sefer Shirei HaRav. We're at the bottom of page Gimel on the topic of Edus Shebishtar. The Rambam writes, Gerushin 7:14, that if two people brought a get from Chutz Laretz, even though it wasn't written and signed in front of them, since they give it to the Baal, the Baal gave it to them to give it to his wife, they are to give it to her, and she is Megureshes, because the husband cannot challenge this get, even though it's not mekuyim, because shluchav heim edav, the shluchim are his edim. If it's one person, you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. But if it's two people, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Why? Because they're edim, and these edim have the power, the Rambam says, to come and say that nizgarsha b'faneinu, that we know that this woman was divorced in front of us. They don't even have to bring a get in their belief. To certain them, they bring a get, they don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, to validate the get, because we believe them that she was divorced, because they're edim, they're valid edim, so we believe them that the get is a valid get. They can even say that she's mamish divorced. So certainly they can bring a get and divorce her with this get. So Rambam holds that as long as they're edim al minui shliach, as long as they're witnesses about the appointment of the shliach, as we have here two witnesses, they don't have to say b'fanei nechtav. And with this, the Rambam holds, like the Rivan tells us later on, beis amid beis, divra maschil da'isuhu beitrei, that two people who brought a get and say the husband sent them don't have to say b'fanei nechtav, because the husband is not going to be believed if he tries to challenge this get. And according to this, it would appear that the Rambam is muchrich to say kishitaso, that the get is not made on the shliach, that he is a shliach leholacha, because according to the Rambam, that the get is made on the shliach, that he's a shliach leholacha. Every shliach leholacha has edus that he was mismana, and since according to the Rambam, if there's edus on the minui shliach, if there's edus on the appointment of shliach, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Come to us according to the Rambam, that you never have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, because the Rambam holds that if there's edus on the minui shliach, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta. And if he holds like the Ravid that a get is an edus on the minu shliach, he never has to say b'fanei nechta. It must be that according to the Rambam, get is not edus on minu shliach. That's why it's muchrich kishitasa, that get is not made on the minu shliach. Otherwise, you'd never have to say b'fanei nechta. So, according to the Rambam, ne'amanus that he's a shliach laholach is nami edus haget. It's merely mi ne'amanus hashliach. It's not that the get that's testifying about it, but the shliach is believed, like we said in the previous segment. According to the Ravid, why does the shliach ever have to say b'fanei nechta? Since there's always edus on the minyan hashliach, he has the get. There's edus on the minyan hashliach. Why does he have to say b'fanei nechtav? So al korch, the Ravid is mechalek between edus al peh and edus b'shtar. Then when two people come and testify that the husband sent them, the husband can't say anything against them that the Ravid would agree to. But if edus haget, that is a shliach l'alacha, the husband can come and challenge it and say that it is forged. And even according to the Ravid, edus of the get is mahani, is effective. The kiyume de milsas, effective to be mekayim. In other words, that it doesn't, that the get is mekayim, that they were appointed, establishes that they were appointed shlichim. But it's still not mevarer, that if we have a question afterwards, did it happen or didn't, this get is not going to be enough, and therefore the husband can challenge. However, we have to note that according to the Rambam, even though there's no edus from the shtar that he is a shliach leholacha, there is a hochacha from the shtar, because the Rambam in Gerish in 6:7 is mechalek between a get that is not mekuyim, which is batal mita oraisa, when the shliach leholacha is pasul ba'avera min haTorah. If you have a shliach leholacha who does an avera that pasul min haTorah and the get is not mekuyim, pasul midai raisa, and a get mekuyam, which is pasul midrabanan, when you have this invalid shliach. And the explanation is that a pasul ba'avera min haTorah has no ne'amanus that he was appointed a shliach leholacha, and therefore the get is batal. Nevertheless, if the get is mekuyam, then there is a proof, it's not edus, but there is proof from the tfisis haget, from the tfisis hashliach, on the get, that the shliach is holding on to this get, that he was appointed a shliach. And even though, according to the Rambam, the get isn't testifying that he is a shliach. Nevertheless, there is a proof from his holding on to the get. There is a hochacha. There's no edus, but there is a hochacha. And therefore, b'shiniskayim haget b'chosamav, it's only going to be pasul derabanan. Because we have a proof that he was appointed a shliach to bring this get, because the get is a good get, so that is not edus. So it's not enough to be machshir the get legamre, but it is a hochacha. So we have two types of rayas in a shtar. We have a raya that's edus, that's actual testimony, and then we have hochacha. And so is muchach midivrei Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Mavo Olove. Rambam says, Hatovea eschavero lefaro, v'toan halove shepara. When a person demands payment from his friend for a debt, and he says that he already paid it, and the Baal HaShtar says, Lo parata. And he says, no, it's not true, you didn't pay it, etc. Tona love, v'omar yishav ali shelo paratif, v'yitol, mashbi'in also b'nikitas chefet shelo paro, v'achakach yitol. So if the borrower says, have him take an oath for me that I didn't pay him, and then collect the debt, so the court requires the lender to take an oath while holding a holy object, a sacred object, and then he can collect his claim. Halacha Gimel, Ram says, Hotzi alav b'shtar mekuyim, ve'alo ve'toan ve'omer shtar mesuyafu, or is a machlokas ben agonim, yesh misha or shechayv ba'al shtar li'shav ken shel Torah, k'misha toan alav sheparo, rabosei horu, shel yishav ha'mal ve'elin toan alav, Halove shepro bilvad. So Rambam says that if the lender produces a shtar which whose authenticity has been verified, and the borrower says that this shtar is pasul, I never wrote it, or other claims that it isn't good, and the lender says no, that it's a good shtar, and that the borrower is issuing a false claim, and the borrower says that the lender has to take a shvua for collecting. So there's one opinion that rules that the holder of the shtar has to take an oath, like a d'oraisa d'ka shvua. Just like when the borrower said that he paid the debt, the lender would have to take a shvua. Here also he has to take a shvua. However, my teacher's rule, says the Rambam, that the lender doesn't have to take a shvua, unless the borrower says that he paid him. But not in this instance. So Rambam is mechalek that the malve has to take a shvua b'nikitas chefetz by holding the sacred object only when the lova says parati, but not when the lova says mezuyef. So what's the chilek between parati and mezuyif? In either case, why shouldn't, if you have to take a shavua when he says I paid it, why do you have to take a shavua when he says it's not a valid shtar? So it would seem that the tama chilek is, based on what we said, that the two rayas b'shtar. There's edus v'hochacha. Tainus mezuyif is neged edus hashtar al atzma shu kosher. When he says mezuyif, you're saying that no, this shtar is saying it's kosher, I'm saying it's not kosher. Mashekein tainus perua isn't against the edus of a shtar. Shtar is saying I'm kosher, and tainus perua says, you're right, you're kosher. Shtar doesn't say that that it wasn't paid up. The shtar is made that it's a kosher shtar, and tainus perua isn't arguing with that. But he makes a tainus perua, it's against the hochacha of the shtar, it's against the proof of the shtar. What's the hochacha shebishtar? The hochacha shebishtar is shtarach biyadi my boy. What's my shtar? Mr. Malva says to Mr. Love, what's your shtar doing in my hands? If you're right that it was already paid up, then what's it doing in my hands? So by you saying that you paid it up, so you're going against the hochacha shebishtar. Shtar is mochich that you didn't pay it up. But it's not against the Eidus Shebishtar that it's a valid shtar, that's a tain of mezuyif. But a tain of perua is against the hochacha Shebishtar. And therefore, tainus perua, which is not against the Eidus Shebishtar, is mechayev shvua. Mashen kein tainus mezuyif doesn't have the koach to be mechayev shvua benikitas hachefetz. Why? Because tainus mezuyif is against the edus shebishtar. Shtar it's saying it's kosher, and tainus mezuyif it's saying it's not. That's not mechayev shvua. But tainus perua, which isn't going against the edus shebishtar, it's just against the hochacha shebishtar, that could be mechayev shvua. And we can prove that the shtar is not made, that it wasn't paid, from the fact that a shovar, a receipt, is effective in proving that the shtar was paid. Because if shtar chabiyadi, my boy, is b'tares edus shebishtar, so why does a shovar help? Because if we have edus that the shtar is kosher, then it's trey u'trey. It would be two against two. The Malv is saying Shtar Chabiyada my boy, and then the Lov is saying, look, I have this shover. So if we're in the world of Eidus, so it's two against two. And if it's two against two, then he has to pay. Doesn't have a proof. From the fact that the shover is a proof, it must be that a Shtar is just made, I'll eat Piron. And according to this, we can define Shitas HaRambam that there is a hochacha from the get, not an edus, but a hochacha from the get that he's a shliach laholacha. That since the shliach is not the Baal Hashtar, and there's no tfisas Baal Hashtar, there's no edus Hashtar that he's a shliach laholacha. But nevertheless, there's a hochacha from the fact that the shtar is in his hand. And therefore the Rambam says that if the get is mekuyam, the get is kasher min haTorah, even if the shliach laholacha is pasul ba'avera min haTorah, because he's holding on to the get, and that is a hochacha. The get is a kosher get. It's a mekuyam get. So there's a hochacha from the get that is a shliach laholacha, and we don't need the ne'amanos of the shliach. He said, if the get isn't mekuyam, then there's no hochacha from the get. But if the get is mekuyam, then there's a hochacha from the get that he is a shliach, and we don't need his ne'amanos, and therefore it's kasher min haTorah. So, we have a lot more to say on this topic. But we learned some very important yesodos to be mechalek between Eidus Shebishtar and Hochacha Shebishtar, to learn Shitas HaRambam, that Tfisas HaGet is not made, that he was appointed a shliach, but it's a Hochacha that is a shliach laholacha, and we explained a few Rambams based on this, and we should be Zochem Yitz Hashem to continue learning Lomodu Lalame Lishmar Balasas Lekayim is called Divrei Salmu Tarasa V'Ahava Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest Mas Balavish.